Baghdad, Martinique, Singapore. At all the places of the world where danger and intrigue walk hand in hand, there you will find Steve Mitchell on another dangerous assignment. Dangerous Assignment, starring Lloyd Burrell as Steve Mitchell.
Yeah, danger is my assignment. I get sent to a lot of places I can't even pronounce. They all spell the same thing, though. Trouble. But when I walk into the commissioner's office, I don't realize this assignment's going to wind up with my life getting saved because somebody drops a bomb on me. Morning, Commissioner. You sent for me?
Yes, Steve. The Flying Fenways are in trouble.
Flying Fenways?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like a trapeze act.
Frank and Lenny Fenway, ex-Army flyers. They settled down in India after the war and opened up an airline. One of them, Lenny, disappeared in Tibet 2 weeks ago with the company's only plane.
Oh, they are in trouble. Well, go on, Commissioner.
He was carrying a passenger at the time, a Chinese nationalist agent named Tai Singh. The agent had been sent from Formosa to contact certain tribes in Tibet, a resistance group still holding out against the new order in China.
And you say Fenway flew the agent to Tibet, hasn't been heard of since? Any word from Tai Singh?
Yes, Steve. A caravan from Tibet picked him up 2 days ago and brought him into Kashmir last night, more dead than alive. He's in a coma at the hospital in Srinagar. Hasn't been able to tell us what happened to Fenway.
Look, Commissioner, if he'd been captured, we'd have heard a propaganda broadcast about it.
Yeah, they'd certainly have accused Fenway of being a spy and made a big thing out of it. Well, get over there, Steve. See what information you can get out of the agent Tai Singh. Find Lenny Fenway and get him out of Tibet before he falls into the wrong hands. Well, that's it. You've got your assignment. Good luck.
Got my assignment. All I have to do is find an army flyer named Lenny Fenway who disappeared in Tibet. Sounds like a cinch. Yeah. He's somewhere in China's backyard. Over 400,000 square miles of it. It's late Monday afternoon when my plane lands at Srinagar in Kashmir. I hustle over to the hospital hoping the nationalist agent Tai Singh has recovered consciousness and I can get a lead from him. But he hasn't, so I wander out to the waiting room. There I run into Frank Fenway, the missing flyer's brother.
I've already told the colonel who I know about this.
The colonel?
Colonel Yi. Flew in from Formosa this morning. He's with Nationalist Intelligence. He really gave me the old third degree. I think he suspects Lenny and I pulled some sort of a double cross.
Well, why should he think that?
Well, beats me. He doesn't seem to trust anybody.
How'd you and your brother get involved with Tai Singh, anyway?
He's an old friend of ours. Met him in China during the war. About a month ago, he walked into our office in New Delhi. Said he had a little business to toss our way if we were interested.
You were, huh?
He wanted us to fly him from here to Srinagar first, then over to a small village in Tibet.
Why Srinagar?
I had to pick up some radio equipment he was to take with him to Tibet. That's how he was going to keep in touch with the shop here.
Well, what shop?
Oh, silversmith's place, sort of a nationalist headquarters.
This Colonel Yi you spoke to, where is he now?
Over at the shop, I'd say. Why?
I'd like to have a talk with him. 10 minutes later, we pull up in front of a small shop on a crowded side street. I show my credentials to the clerk, and he takes us into a small back room where we find Colonel Yi pacing the floor nervously. Nearby, a radio operator is fiddling with his set, but all he's getting is static.
The possibility that we will hear from the missing flyer is remote, gentlemen. Still,
there's no harm in keeping an open circuit. And what are your plans, Colonel Yi?
At the moment, Mr. Mitchell, my hands are tied. I could contact Formosa, tell them to begin the airdrop operation, but...
Wait a minute. How do you know where the stuff is to be dropped? Tai Singh was supposed to pick out the locations, and you couldn't have talked with him.
I did not have to. Here. Look at this, Mr. Mitchell.
A map. Where'd you get it?
It was found in the lining of Tai Singh's coat.
Hey, wait a minute. These pencil marks. Circles here. Here.
Mm-hmm.
Could they be the locations Tai Singh picked out?
I think so, yes.
But you can't be sure until Tai Singh regains consciousness and you've verified it with him. Then your troubles are over.
No, not quite. There is still your flyer, Lenny Fenway, to be found. It is most important.
To my government, yeah. Because if we don't find him, he'll be a perfect pigeon for some phony propaganda. But how does he affect your operation?
He represents a very serious threat to the success of our mission.
Now, wait a minute, ye...
Take it easy, Frank. What are you driving at, Colonel?
Your brother may know of this map. The locations where the airdrops are to be made.
How could he know?
First, let me inform you that your brother's plane has been found.
What?
When did this happen, Colonel?
I learned of it only this morning when I questioned members of the caravan. The men who brought Tyson here. One of the men had heard from a villager at Sanitar that a plane was found abandoned near there 10 days ago.
Had it crashed?
No. Apparently, engine trouble had developed. A forced landing was necessary.
Well, that's a relief. You must be still alive, then.
You will not be happy to learn that the plane has been confiscated by hostile troops.
I don't care about that. I'm more interested in Lenny.
Yeah. And what makes you think he knows about this map?
I am assuming that Mr. Fenway's brother accompanied Tyson on his journey to contact the various tribal chiefs.
Being old friends, they might have discussed the location of the airdrops.
Huh? I am assuming further that the two men were making their way back here when they ran into trouble. Soldiers, perhaps. Tyson got away. Perhaps your brother, Mr. Fenway, did not.
So if Fenway was captured, the affair would be kept quiet while they put the pressure on him to try to make him talk.
Exactly, Mr. Mitchell. Now, should my government go ahead with our plans, we might drop much-needed supplies and equipment into enemy hands.
Yeah.
So what happens now?
Let's have a look at that map again, Colonel.
Yes.
Where'd the caravan pick up Tai Singh?
Here in the north, not far from the Sing Quang province border.
Good a place as any to start looking, don't you think, Colonel?
Look, if you two are going hunting for Lenny, you can count me in.
We'll need a plan to get us up there and... Oh, but wait a minute. You're out of business, Frank, remember? No plan.
Now I'm back in. Hocked everything I could, got my hands on, and made the down payment on another crate yesterday. I was planning on going out and look for Lenny on my own.
All right, you've got a couple of customers.
It's a deal. And this time, gents, the trip is on the house.
Shortly after nightfall, Colonel Yee and I board the plane. Frank Fenway guns it down the runway, and then we're airborne, heading due east over the towering peaks of the Himalaya Range. There's a bright moon out, and that's going to make it easy for us to spot a place to land, but hard to do so unnoticed. 2 hours later, we're approaching our destination, a long, narrow strip of plateau high in the mountains. Fenway makes a low pass over the area, circles, comes in for a landing.
Duck soup, gents, but hold on to your bridge work. It could be bumpy.
Just get this crate stopped as soon as you can, Frank. We don't want to attract any more attention than we have to.
Right.
Get us in as close to those rocks as you can. Give us good cover.
Right.
The village is over in that direction, isn't it, Colonel?
Yes. You cannot see it from here, but it is not far away. I am certain we can contact members of the tribe there.
Come on, Colonel, let's get our gear ready. I'll pack the radio equipment. Can you manage the rest of the stuff, huh?
Yes.
Right, you're in.
I'll open the door.
Get down. I will hand this to you.
Okay. Now, let's have it.
Yeah, do I.
Got it.
See, can I give you a hand?
Oh, we're all set. Get up front and move this crate out of here on the double.
Well, good luck.
We'll need it. You ready, Colonel?
Yes, ready. I have everything, I think.
And let's head for the rocks over there.
So long.
Well, so far, so good, Colonel.
Over here, Mr. Mitchell.
Yeah, this looks like a good spot. We can keep under cover among these rocks here for a while and see if our landing has stirred up any interest.
In this moonlight, Mr. Mitchell, I do not think our arrival has gone unnoticed.
How right you are, Colonel. Look, over there.
What? And men on horseback.
A dozen of them at least. They're headed this way.
Quickly. Let us move back.
Yes. What do you make of them, Colonel?
I do not think they are tribesmen. No, no, I am certain they are not. Soldiers, a patrol.
Oh, great.
However, I do not believe they could have seen us get off the plane.
You're right. Coming up from that direction, they couldn't possibly have spotted us.
Yeah. Come, behind this bullet. Right.
Here they come. Can you make out what they're saying, Colonel?
No. They are too far away.
They're looking around. Probably think the plane might have done something.
Yes. I don't think they will come up here.
You're right. They're moving on.
They are headed for the village.
It means we'll have to change our plans.
Yes. The tribesmen there will certainly be warned of the patrol's approach. They will move back into the mountains. We could attempt to signal them up there.
Why not? Let's give it a whirl, Colonel. Colonel and I drag out our flashlights, start blinking them toward the mountains. This goes on for half an hour, and then we get an answer. A light blinking on and off in the distance. Pack our gear and head for it. Light doesn't seem to be more than a mile away, but distances are deceiving up here, and it's almost dawn before we arrive at the tribal chief's camp. We're given a tent, and while the colonel goes off to confer with the chief, I set up the radio equipment. Steve Mitchell here, W6C32. That you, Fenway?
Yeah. You alone, Steve?
Sure, what's up? Did Tai Singh come too?
You're in a jam. That Colonel Yee you're with.
What about him?
He's a phony.
What?
Police here in Srinagar found the real Colonel Yee an hour ago. He'd been murdered.
Oh, great. Look, Fenway, you'd better...
Well, go on, Steve. What is it? Steve, can you hear me? What's wrong? What's wrong?
Plenty is wrong, but I don't think I can explain to Fenway. Not with the cold muzzle of an automatic at the back of my head. Then an arm reaches over my shoulder.
W6C32 calling Steve Mitchell. W6C32 calling.
Sorry, Mr. Mitchell.
You came back just a little too soon, Buster.
And now you find yourself in a rather awkward position, do you not, Mr. Mitchell?
You're not on too healthy ground yourself. What happens if the chief and his tribe find out you're a phony?
There is no chief, and these men are... Well, they belong to no tribe. They are soldiers under my command. And you, Mr. Mitchell, are my prisoner.
Now, back to Dangerous Assignment and Steve Mitchell.
Yes, Mr. Mitchell. You are my prisoner.
You're not in such a good spot yourself, Yee, or whatever your name is.
And why not, may I ask?
Because the nationalist boys back in Kashmir know you're a phony.
That is not of great importance. What they do not know is that you are my prisoner. And when you broadcast to them at a time I will designate, they will be convinced that everything is in order.
I see.
Very amusing, is it not?
Yeah, maybe for you. In other words, I go on the air, but you write the script, huh?
Exactly. You see... You may not perhaps realize it, but my troops in this area are quite seriously short of supplies at this time. We will greatly accept anything our friends, the Nationalists, care to donate by way of parachute drops. And you will, of course, give the signal over the radio for the drops to take place as scheduled.
Got it all worked out, haven't you?
Of course. In the meantime, you will remain in this tent. Two guards, as you see, will be placed at the entrance. If you are foolish enough to attempt an escape... Machine gun!
Looks like trouble for you and your boys. Beautiful sound, isn't it? The phony colonel charges out of the tent. Through the entrance, I spot some natives on horseback with guns. The two guards are milling around trying for a shot, but one of them makes a target out of himself. I dive for the other one and flatten it. Suddenly, a gent with a Tommy gun pops into the tent.
Is your name Mitchell?
Yeah, who are you?
My name is Sun. I am a tribal leader. Come with me.
I don't need any urging. He hustles me outside and gives me a horse. His men are waiting, about a dozen of them, and we pound off. The whole raid's been beautifully organized, and we're away without a scratch. 2 hours later, we're winding up a mountain trail.
It will be one more hour to caves, which we used for headquarters, Mitchell. And there, in the caves, you will find the pilot, Fenway.
Good. So you're one of the resistance leaders, son, huh?
Yes, that is right. Each of us is leader of our own tribe.
Say, I still haven't worked out how you knew I was being held prisoner.
Fenway told us his brother might come and look for him. You see, we expect plane. And last night we see plane land.
So those men on horseback last night were your boys, huh? You know, ye had me convinced they were soldiers.
My scouts follow you, and they'll find out what happened.
Hey, hold it. Airplane.
Huh? Enemy plane.
Coming in low. Gonna make a pass at us. We're bottled up in this pass.
No. Go to those ledges over there. Right in under. On hand high.
He's coming in fast.
We will make it.
I hope you're right.
There. Ledge cover us now.
Yeah, just in time, too.
It's all right. No harm.
He'll probably turn and come back, and this ledge won't cover us from the other direction.
By that time, we will be around the bend in trail. Come.
Along the trail and around the bend before the plane can make its turn. We wind back further and further into the mountains. A half hour later, we reach San's headquarters, a cave near the ridge. There, I find the missing pilot, Lenny Fenway, with a bandage on his left arm.
Just a scratch, Steve. I got it when we were ambushed.
Yeah. Tell me what happened, Lenny.
Well, as you know, the Nationalist agent, Tai Singh, hired me to fly him in from Kashmir so he could make the rounds of the tribal resistance leaders and also line up locations for parachute drops of supplies and ammunition.
Yeah?
Well, we were on our way back when we had engine trouble and made a forced landing. So naturally, we abandoned the plane and started heading for the border on foot. And we passed through some real rugged country.
You run into a patrol?
We certainly did. I got separated from Tai Singh and got a slug in my arm. I wandered around lost a couple of days. And then San and his boys found me and, well, they brought me here. How about Tai Singh?
Well, he got back. He's in the hospital, but he'll be okay. Look, why didn't you send word by radio?
It got smashed up in the landing. Oh, by the way, is everything all set on the drops?
What do you mean?
They were supposed to start Thursday.
That's tomorrow.
Tyson told me it was very important to their whole timetable that the drops take place on schedule.
Look, Lenny, they can't.
They can't?
Because that phony Colonel Yee has Tai Sing's map. He knows the location of the drops, and his boys will be there waiting.
Uh-huh, but he hasn't seen this map, though.
Say, where'd you get it?
Tai Sing gave it to me in case we got separated. Look, I'll show you. These are the alternate locations for the drops. You see, here?
Yeah.
And there.
Uh-huh.
And more over there, you see?
Yeah.
The tribal leaders know about them.
Hey, if we can get this back across the border, the drops can take place on schedule tomorrow.
But there's only one hitch about that. It's a 2-day trip on horseback.
Yeah, and we've got no radio. Oh, great.
Hey, what was that?
Come on, let's get to the mouth of the cave. Son, what's going on?
Enemy plane have located us. Dropping bombs.
Ah, we don't have enough troubles as it is. We got to get bombed, too.
Hey, look. Way down the mountain. Column of soldiers.
Yes. And the soldiers are coming to attack. We must leave at once.
Hold it. Let me have your binoculars. Yeah, jeep bringing up the rear. Well, what do you know? Our old friend Yee and the driver.
Come, Mitchell, at once. There is no time to lose.
I'll say there's no time to lose. There's a small radio transmitter in that jeep, looks like.
So?
So we're going to cook up a little gag. If it works, we get the radio.
But what if it doesn't?
Then we don't need the radio. I outline the deal to San in a hurry. He nods and takes off to give the orders. Lenny and I stay under cover in the cave. The troops and jeep get closer. Suddenly, half of San's men take off along the trail in full view. It works. The troops chase them, leaving the jeep unprotected. The rest of San's men come out of hiding and charge it. One of their shots hits the fire and stops the jeep. He and the driver pile out and dive for cover. Lenny and I run to the jeep, grab the transmitter, and race it back to the cave.
Okay, all set, Steve. Go ahead.
Right with you. Mitchell calling W6C32. Mitchell calling W6C32. Your brother's here with me, Frank. He's okay.
Good.
Got your plane standing by?
Yeah. Guess I'm waiting, Steve.
Good. Same spot, 1 hour after sunset. Got it?
Sure. Seeing you. Over and out.
San's boys will try and keep Yee's troops diverted until we get to the rendezvous. Is that right?
Right. Let's go. Lenny and I slip down the trail and take off across the ridge, working our way to the plateau where the plane's to pick us up. We arrive in time to start a small fire to guide Frank.
Hey, Steve, take a look at that. Coming around that mountain peak.
Yeah, it's Frank. Right on schedule, too.
Coming in for a landing.
Come on.
From what I can see, he'll stop about opposite that clump of boulders.
Yeah. Well, so far, so good. When we could...
Hey, what's the matter?
Look, back there on that ridge in the moonlight.
Troops!
Yee and his soldiers must have dropped out the decoy.
Brother, to get this close to getting out of here and then...
Come on, we're going to make a run for it.
You know, Steve, if Frank would only...
Look, he must have seen them too. Yeah, he's turning the plane. Got a taxi to orders.
Well, that's our only chance.
Yeah. Say, he's waving out the window.
They're pointing at us.
Come on. We can make it now. Come on, get in.
Okay. You take my hand.
Right. Thanks. Okay, Frank. Let it go.
You two okay?
Yeah.
Well, hold your hats then. Pour it into it. Well, they're sharp assisting anyway.
You can say that again.
Hey, we're off the ground.
Why, sure.
Oh, brother, that's a relief. It looks like we finally made it, Steve.
I'm hit!
Steve! You're closer. Grab the controls.
I got him. Come on, baby. Come on. Straighten up and fly right, will you?
Oh, that was close.
Oh, say that again. Hey, how's your arm, Frank?
Oh, it'll be right. Just keep up finding Todd's home.
That's right. I'll get to deliver that map in time after all.
Hey, look. Do me a favor, will you?
Why, sure. What is it?
The next time you take a charter flight and I have to fish you out of a hole like this...
Yeah?
Don't.